Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedules to tune in to Spiritual Emergency Training with Lynn, Mystic Healer, and where we are bringing in the light, shining in the darkness, bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Whoa, yeah. Okay, resonance. We're going to be talking with Andy Miller today, who is a philosophical stoic, and he has been with computers-based education since the 70s, and he uses computers to help diagram different family emotional processes and community emotional environments, which we are developing with different pastors, counselors, spiritual groups, churches, and all the different human rights groups and minority groups to bring them together to birth a new earth. A new earth, okay? A new earth. Processing programs that will take us away from the drugging and mass guns in jails, mass incarceration, and the warring paradigm. We can actually replace them now totally with new earth community services based at heart and soul, S-O-U-L levels of resonance, heart and soul community education training programs, yay, with a basic guaranteed income with single payer, so that we can actually evolve the individual and the collectives at a heart and soul-based level. So welcome, Andy.
Hey, I'm busy being stoic over here.
All right, then. I'll just go through the Pledge of Allegiance and get in relevance and resonance with the truth of that. I grew up, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, okay? United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, okay, within each, that is for indivisible, we cannot divide that, in each other, with, for liberty and justice for all. So how do you get liberty and justice if you cannot get people a safe place to live? And
well, I pledge allegiance to the founding principles. I don't believe in the idolatry of a flag.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the founding principles of the country, which are generally pretty good, especially for 1790. They were really great for 1790. Need a little technology.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole God thing is really about our evolution, you know.
Well, for the people who don't...
liberty.
For those people who choose...
Self-love, it goes to self-love. What is real self-love? Well, people don't even know who they are or why they're here, because we've been so cut off by these ego-mind, limited, fear-based, warring, drugging, coping with drugs, coping with war, coping with violence, abuse. You know, ultimate abuse is war. Now it's going into massive, robotic, desensitized war games. War is a game. It's insane.
Well, for those people who don't have a strong religious belief, just change the word God to good, and it'll work. One nation
okay,
under good.
Okay, how about love? Love
that'll
and light.
Light. Well, sometimes the concept of love is mistaken as sex and cheapens it. And other times the concept of love is scary to people who haven't known it. So I go carefully with the word love.
Yes, no kidding.
And there's different kinds
of love.
How about love
as a the control mechanism I really like Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. Every single government policy he goes and tries to bring back to the U.S. is actually, we started those government policies. One of them is sex education, you know, the Norway restorative justice movement. It made me cry. It's like, whoa.
We have a lot of restorative justice in our country. It just isn't making the headlines.
Well, there
really,
is
at the city level, we have a lot.
Well, go for it then. Tell people.
No, just
about
think
it.
Several major cities, most major cities, especially those with troubled neighborhoods, are doing a lot with restorative justice. It's the latest leading edge in justice movement. It's just not making a lot of headlines because people are busy doing it.
Well, that's good. And I know that Compassion, Charter for Compassion, charterforcompassion.org, the shiftnetwork.com, and humanitiesteam.org, and the Peace Alliance.
You have to remember that the human species has been around for tens of thousands of years, and most of our development only occurred in the last 500 years. It's a drop in the bucket. We're still little babes.
We are. I know. This brutality. I mean, sports, not war. Isn't it obvious? Come on. Come on, come on. For aggressive kids, put them in some sort of sport. Give me. Come on. This is ridiculous.
And we shouldn't have to need a charter for compassion.
I know. I mean, well, how about compassion games? I mean, we've got to do something besides these war games and the total, you know, massive brutality of war games and competition at the level.
The content of the game is, it's more important that young kids learn to work together as a team and depend on each other, and it's more important that they get a sense of what good competition is. There can be healthy competition when everyone wins, when it's competing against your inner potential, or friendly competition toward a mutual goal. That's good competition. That's not, there's nothing wrong with the idea of competition. It's just how you do it that's the problem.
Yes.
If you compete, if I don't like winners and losers. Now, in situational situations, people can temporarily lose. I think everyone should have a chance to win, or the definition of winning. For instance, if you have a bunch of people competing in a sport and a couple of people win, in a sense, yes, they won, but didn't all people win if they improved themselves? That's just a way of looking at what winning is. So with a little bit of redefinition of the terms, competition's fine. In fact, it is innovation is fine, too. Innovation is competition. It's fine under the right framework, with the right guidelines. It's absolutely fine. In fact, it's essential to our development.
If you go to the heart and soul, the actual soul resonance, you should, when people resonate at the soul level instead of the old ego mind, you know, learning lessons and all these just, you know, old programs that, you know, tie into a lot of fear-based, limited, reactive, you know, programming that they cope with, drugs and street drugs to get high. All drug highs are free right there. That we've been duped. We have really been duped on the planet.
So if I were to say back to you what I think you are saying is that people need to look inside themselves and realize that negative messages they've been given by those who want to take advantage of them are just that. They need to learn through their connectedness to everyone around them how to be healthy and happy.
Yeah, but without the enlightenment centers or the, you know, body, mind, spirit centers where you take people instead of to jail, you know, I mean, we should be closing 90% of the friggin' prisons and jails, remodeling them for tiny apartments and what have you, and get on healing. We're supposed to heal one another, okay? Not drug and jail and kill each other. I mean, how about healing touch practitioner programs? You know, Christians, where is it? You know, that's loving. I mean, that's where the real loving and light information, you know, Reikis that are actually healing energies, intentional thought forms. So you go back to the interconnectedness of our oneness and our, you know, what is really healing and what is really, like in Michael Moore's movie again, that whole thing about education, teaching children how to play. And not standardized testing. It's more of a Waldorf-Montessori-type program.
If you want to get rid of most jails, you have to do two things. One is you have to remove the profit motive, and the second one is you have to remove the punishment model. Both of those require helping everybody understand that the punishment model doesn't work, and that negative reinforcement doesn't work. You have to help people understand that what you mean by healing is a positive environment instead of a negative environment. In most cases, a positive environment will create a long-term lasting health benefit, and then the need for jails goes away by itself. But because people are easily afraid And because they don't understand that there are alternatives, they feel the need to punish others and to deter others through force because they don't know a better way. And that's the
exactly.
way we've always been doing it. It's a, it's
well
a fear-based
said.
System.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
Been that way for
the
a long
program.
Time. And now it's time to but you see, you have to help people understand that it's safe to evolve. It's safe to go to an alternative. They don't know that there is a safe alternative. They've been told, they've been sold a bill of goods, and it's, and they're busy. People are busy going to school and raising their kids. They don't have time to research everything. So at a certain level, they have to put up with what's thrown at them. And what's thrown at them is not, I mean, most of the jails are basically houses of training people to become criminals, except for
exactly.
a few violent cases. Except for a few violent cases, and there always will be a few, the majority of people in our prisons can be, to some extent, safely rehabilitated and save us a bunch of money. You know how much jailing people cost? A ton of money.
Oh, yeah, and the process to get them in there, all the, you know, court costs and holding, and then they're upset, and then they use more drugs. They act out in family or community. I mean, it's just craziness. And, you know, here it is, like medical hypnosis, okay? I was explaining it to some people the other day. You know, they if they aren't aware of, like, the two different aspects right now, really important. Michael Moore's movie, again, Where to Invade Next. Those government policies are imperative for all levels of education, even sex education. Beautiful, well-done school program. And then how about Restorative Justice Norway and higher education anyway, instead of, you know, putting people in barracks and teaching them to kill, go into robotic,
biochemical
insanity.
I know that in
no,
Chicago.
No, no. They teach them. They pay them to become doctors. They pay them to give them free room and board, plus pay them to go to school, not charge them, you know, and leave them without.
I live near Chicago. It's the fourth biggest city in the country, and we have restorative justice. We have courts where people who are arrested for minor infractions under unusual circumstances, they'll go to a family court or a drug court where the punishments aren't the same and the hearings aren't the same because their circumstances are taken into account. The idea is not to let people off the hook. You hold them responsible. But, for instance, if there are some situations where locking someone up among murderers for 20 years is going to do nobody any good. You ruin a life. You ruin a taxpayer. It's just all around. Now, there's a big difference between, say, a mass murderer and a guy caught smoking a joint. You know
yeah, but
I mean?
Then let's go to the drugs again. Like, no arrests for drugs in Portugal in Michael Moore's movie. And the way it works in community. The community is all way more relaxed. You know, it's jobs, not jails, you know. And wait again.
I don't think you can.
Go back to medical hypnosis. We have an insurance code for it. No one knows about it. So there isn't mass marketing and understanding about what is really being done with medical hypnosis, inner guidance therapy. Hey, they're healing moderate to severe psychiatric disorders, moderate to severe, totally healed, no drugs. You know, they have burns and emergencies, pain management. They're healing cancers. They're healing, you know, autoimmune diseases. It's like, come on. You know,
wait a minute, why are we teaching and training and certifying and
paying people, you know, to be, you know, medical hypnosis, inner peacekeepers, you know, community
I think a lot of people would look at hypnosis as scary, a lot more people would and are going for acupuncture, acupressure, massage.
I know. You know why? Because they're afraid of, MK Ultra mind control. Hey, all hypnosis was proven to be self-hypnosis. And the truth is, we have God within us. There's a God within process that can be done to bring out this healing aspect and the soul energy recovery of who you really are, why you're here, that God potential within each person. And no one's here. Their God source is full of love and light thought forms. And the light is forgiveness, people. Forgiveness, caring, sharing. Let's see, integrity, honesty. Let's see, what else? Gratitude, joy. We're supposed to be building one nation under God within each person to one world under God within each person. Come on.
You sound
upset. It's just education and new job creation. Education. Who really put the snuffer on the medical hypnosis? Obviously, it's Big Pharma. Of course. Big Pharma took out, in 1939, they were right up against heroin or, you know, opiates and what have you, with light therapy. And they just, you know, they just eradicated that. They took that totally. You know, who even knew about it? You know, it's starting to come back now. And sound healing, you know, come on. The power within intuition, it's just sort of coming back now, you know. But listen, if anyone is angry or upset, anybody, it doesn't even matter, you know, from 5 years old on till they die. If someone's angry or upset, their answers for that upset is in their soul matrix. It might even be from past life lessons they're still working on. You know, so it's an inside job worldwide. It's, you know, stop the warring. It's an inside job.
Are you upset?
Well, just that the advertising and marketing just keeps on this negative push for more guns, more thoughts of war, you know, more money for war, you know, more money for drugs. Come on. It's get over it, you know. Oh, and how about this one? The Doctor's Book of Food Remedies. It was even put out by Prevention Magazine. You know, I mean, it's like, don't you think it's time for us to grow up and evolve? Come on. It's ridiculous. I think it's just really ridiculous that we are at this level.
So you're saying that people who don't agree with you are not grown-ups?
No, I'm just saying that they're stuck for certain reasons in certain programs. But as the ones that are here on the planet to help awaken others and really want to help stop the violence and warring and, you know, really want world healing and peace, jobs and projects and programs, we need to work together. Because right now, like I said, there are different pockets here and there working for shift or change, but, you know, without actually making it the mass media, without mass media support and the new marketing, advertising, and education openings for these new jobs, I mean, it's really difficult for people to understand and shift, you know?
I don't think it has to be a shift.
Okay, explain.
I think the elements that you're looking for are already within us.
Okay, explain.
That's what I feel. I don't think there has to be a shift. I think we already contain those ingredients you're looking for. It's part of our being.
Yeah, so why aren't we paying people in community to go to spiritual groups and go to Healing Touch Power, pay them to become the new Health and Human Services and social healer services?
For the sake of debate,
making
a point, why aren't you paying people to do that?
That's what I want to know. Why aren't we?
No, why isn't Lynn Mystic Healer paying people to do that?
I don't have the money. I'm barely in survival.
That's exactly right. You don't have the money. The reason why we're not paying people to do what you just said is we don't have the money.
But we have money to teach, get people to volunteer for war. Why don't we pay people to volunteer for all the beautiful programs in community? Pay them, you know, to do good. Why are we paying people to label them
because
and get them
the people
all
that intense, control,
label
because
them
the
and drug
that,
them?
Because the people that control the money don't agree with you.
I know. So how do you get them to understand that it's in their best interest and their children's best interest to develop, you know, and instead of SSDI?
When you can do that, you change the world. When you can do that, you can change the world. How do you get them to understand it's in their best interest?
Yeah.
Or in our common interest? How do you get them to understand it's in our common interest?
Absolutely.
Well, one of my beliefs is that I believe in communication. I believe it's all in communication. So that's where I'm focusing my energy.
It is. Yes.
Because as human beings, we're 99.999% the same. 99.9999.
Doesn't matter, like red, yellow, black, or white. It's a house we're on. This is a freaking house.
Like somewhere there's a cosmic Xerox machine that's stamping out people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, with similar...
You have a little bit of skin difference.
AI.
You have a little bit of gender difference.
You know, let's robotize them. Yeah, right. No, they're so afraid, like medical hypnosis. The drug companies and the tech companies are so afraid to get this... you know, development of direct contact with source for the individuals, because then they're connected to their higher power, their higher consciousness, their multidimensional light forms and light bodies and divine ascended masters, Holy Spirit realm, you know, deceased loving relatives are learning lessons and higher power.
Can I just be plain for a while?
Override this crazy crap here. Go ahead.
I think I would just want to be plain for a while.
Just want to what?
Be plain.
What does that mean?
You can go explore the spiritual realm and ascend and all that stuff. I'm just going to be plain for a little while.
Well, the thing is, we need world healing and peace jobs and projects. And part of it is to get the visualization to actualize. You need to visualize to actualize. You need to focus intentions. And right now we've got people off in all these different, you know how it is. Like, you got the women raising women issues. And it's like, you know, it's about soul. Soul is beyond race. It goes, takes everyone, heart and soul, takes in direct contact for each person with their real internet, inner internet. It's intergalactic, eternal energies and information. It's really critical to get that out to people, that they have this ability. They just weren't taught and trained. It's there. And the high-tech people, they don't want it. They want you to go through, you know, a computer-based program, and they want to keep you, you know, under control of some sort of whatever. And it's really sad to me because, you know, when you get to the soul level, it's eternal energy, and it is beyond race, takes everyone, heart and soul, it will take everyone beyond race, religion, genders, and socio-political, economic issues. Totally. I mean, totally.
You know all that stuff you just said?
Yeah.
It's all fine and good, but I just want to be happy and the people around me to be happy.
Well, how do you get the people around you to be happy if they're not joyful children of Source? Because then they're stuck in the matrix of the 3D ego mind, fear-based, limited, reactive insanity of relationships, lessons, and law of attraction. Law of attraction, you know, it's one of the 12 basic universal laws. Law of oneness, people are barely getting that one yet, but that's the first one. But, you know, I think it's 4 or 5, whatever. But people kind of had law of attraction down, but they don't understand. If we can move it up, evolve it to the soul level, now you're talking. It goes beyond
the GDP. So are you saying that you're very critical of people?
No, I'm trying to explain that we need to evolve and help grow each other's light and help them with inner peace police jobs so that we can actually teach and train and pay people to be inner police loving, joyful, creative human beings.
Why?
Well, okay, here's a story. I've shared this with other people before, but anyway, I was at a Unity church, and a friend of mine had a healing art center, and one of the people came in with her boyfriend, and he started taking drugs at 9 and started dealing at 10. and you know, in and out of the gangs for money, for survival, for being pushed, pulled. I mean, just horrible stuff going on, and nightmare. And anyway, he knew it's either going to be dead or jail forever. And so they ended up, you know, asking, could I help him? And I said, yeah, if he's open. So I took him in the back room with his girlfriend and my friend, and I did my soul activation process for direct contact with Source so he could get in touch with the Holy Spirit realm and who was there, and advice from direct Source, what was going on. And he was shown the gang. He was shown. He was taken back in time, and his dead grandpa, he talked to his dead grandpa, because he didn't before he died. So his dead grandpa came through. He talked to him, got all this information. He started to actually cry. He's never cried before. His girlfriend's like, just like, what is, whoa, I've never seen him, you know, with this level of empathy, because he's been in the mode of, you know, survival and war, street war. And so anyway, then he goes to, the spirit guide takes, and the spirit guide comes through and takes him back to some sort of, he had to re-witness an energetic encounter he had. And after that, you know, of a gang situation that he was, I don't know how involved he was. All I could see was he was witnessing it from a third, you know, higher realms, going, oh. And then, bam, next thing he knows, he's in a, the spirit guide took him to a aunt, uncles, some cousins, and then actually people after the death or this messy situation, the gang, street gang situation, showed him all these people from both sides of the gangs, certain relatives. They were all crying. They're all going, how do we stop the violence? How do we stop this insanity? And he was, these things happen. And he comes back and he goes, no drug has ever done that to me or anyone I know. I want to do this. I want to give this to people. And I couldn't give him a job. It's a long story. He and his girlfriend tried to come twice, well, actually almost three times, to get some training. And yet, on the third time, he said, no, we have to sign him up. We don't want him in jail or in the streets. We signed him up for what? Oh, he joined the army, okay? So he joined the army, volunteered to go to war and go be trained to go to where? Oh, of course, Afghanistan. 95% of the world's heroin and drugs are and marijuana and what have you. I mean, come on. You know,
telling me that you want to guide me through the Holy Spirit realm to Source and look at my past lives. If I'm not a deeply religious person, not only is it threatening, it sounds like you're a snake oil salesman. For those people who don't choose that path, there are viable alternative paths, because what you're doing is you're asking people with guidance of another to look deep inside them, to identify their purpose in life, to look at their past experiences, how they've shaped them, how they've defended against their fears. There are other equally viable paths toward the same end.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what's so fun right now, really, on the planet. If we had these, I call them enlightenment or healing arts and transformations, community health centers, where we have all the body, mind, spirit expos, you know, the people, and a lot of the people on BBS Radio, the people on Hay House Radio, the spiritual, you know, New Thought Ministries groups, Noetic Sciences, Oprah, she's got soul new. Oh, and there's News for the Soul that's been out there for years, actually. And then Super Soul Sundays, Oprah's Network. I mean, we really do have, you know, and healing touch practitioners. Think about that. One of my girlfriends was spent time at NASA and actually in Harvard now, medical school. They're studying energy medicine and and Reiki, and you go to Bruce Lipton, energy psychology. Then you go to, you know, the Isaiah Effect with Greg Braden and scientists. I mean, it's all being proven. So it's out there, but the inner guidance part for these, it's just imperative that these new jobs to me are created for, you know, these new mental health care. You take people not to jail or and not to with addictions or mental health problems. You take them to the healing centers, you know, healing touch practitioner programs. I mean, and teach and train them, you know, at their resonance level. Maybe they need just transformation, you know, life purpose or, you know, those kind of programs. Maybe they're just ready for that, or inner guidance therapy programs, or, you know, we have the plethora. I mean, we really do. It's just, it's incredible. You know, it's beyond a shopping mall of programs that can be offered locally and globally if we could actually get people to understand that new Earth WPA, a work party authority, totally devoted to mental health care facilities where the body, mind, spirit healers can be have these facilities to go to and work with. And, you know, like I was thinking the other day, there's different Hay House groupings and different BBS radio programs. There's Healing Fountain Radio out of that I got to be on out of the UK. There's all these We the Universe. I mean, it goes on and on. We the Sacred Planet groups. There's spiritual psychologists or psychology, spirituality, waking programs, transpersonal psychology. You know, so it's developing. And the projects and the programs are out there. But how do you get people to see the importance of these new health and human services and social healer services, you know, without mass advertising and marketing? You know, I know the churches get it. I know, well, most of them. But I really know that the spiritual evolutionaries here on the planet, and there's, you know, just a massive plethora of us here. In fact, here's World Peace Youth program that's coming out, and it's oneness with diversity. I mean, you know, we've really got to get this, you know, like I said, law of attraction at the soul level, soulmates. How different if we expanded, you know, the programs that we could offer, you know, and at different levels where people would, like, you know, even just basic self-help, you know, programs, you know, and get them encouraged, though, to actually find their soul purpose, you know, or their God within intuitive powers, their God-given gifts. That's in the, you know, UN Declaration of Human Rights, you know, and it's part of our, you know, Pledge of Allegiance, really, you know, to the flag, to bring people back together, to unite our United States with these cities of enlightenment, peace, green, new co-ops, you know, cooperatives, and, you know, teaching kids to play together, like playing for change worldwide. It's all possible now.
It's marketing.
It is. It's mass propaganda.
What you're trying to do also requires marketing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's
your answer
why
to your question is, how do we do it? Marketing.
Huh?
Your question. How do we do it? How do we do it? Marketing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, mass media support. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, not necessarily mass media support. In this day and age, the word mass media has taken on a new meaning.
Yeah.
But structuring an appeal or a set of appeals to appeal to the widest, broadest segment of society, and to bring to people a sense of hope that they lack right now.
Well,
you can't have love without hope. You can't have love without hope. People gotta want to have a reason for living. They gotta have a wanna. Why should I? They need something to pull them out of being depressed. There's a lot of messages around that are depressing people and scaring people. They need a message that's positive and, to them, seemingly realistic.
Well, yeah, and who are they really? What are their gifts? What do they really resonate with? Like, there's all kinds of permaculture and, you know, think about it, smart float farms, edible landscaping crews, vertical gardens. I mean, there's people that love to grow stuff, urban gardeners, I mean, groups. I mean, if the jobs are there, I mean, they were using it, I think it was Molly Rowan Leach and her, she's out of the Peace Alliance and Restorative Justice Movement. I think there were a couple of places, Battleground, somewhere else. Anyway, in Washington, and work with some police on it, like as a restorative movement for youth to give back but learn, you know. But a lot of people just really love to grow stuff, you know, the edible or, you know, all the cannabis or, you know, grow poppy too. Who cares? Grow the friggin', you know, cocoa leaves. I mean, grow all edible herbs and edible flowers and all the fruits and vegetables. Why do we have solar greenhouses on every corner? We could, you know, really. Why not? Or at every church.
Have you stopped to think of that one of the things you're promoting is a solar, S-O-U-L-A-R, greenhouse?
Yeah. Absolutely. Why not? I mean, I just don't, you know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, the churches aren't even safe park areas. They're not healing and teaching and outsourcing people. They want them to take their time and money to pay them.
What is the purpose of the common church?
Working their ass off. They don't even have time
to
their survival.
What is the purpose of the common church today? To provide a place. To provide a structure, both an emotional structure for people to get through their daily life, and to provide a social gathering place, social support, right?
Well, I think it got way off track because there's a lot of bigoted, racist. They're not, you know, that's why they need to, you know, get behind and remodel themselves to be, you know, healing arts and transformation service centers, not only heal people instead of jailing them and help them find out who they really are, connect them to Source, connect them to the Holy Spirit realm, their inner life, God.
I think a number of churches believe that they are providing healing and connection to the Holy Spirit realm.
Well, but at the same time, they aren't connecting, getting the legislation. That's why I expect them. Really, I do. Like the Quakers got the suffragette.
When you combine the idea of church and state,
the churches need to do this legislation. Really?
When you combine the idea of church and state, you better be very careful.
I know.
The founders of this country knew about theocracies, and they knew that one wrong step, and all of a sudden there's no tolerance for different beliefs. All of a sudden, you have to salute and believe the state church. And so,
many churches were
responsible for teaching the values that got abolition going. To take a direct political church's...
Quakers did. Quakers wrote the legislation. It was the Quakers that wrote the legislation for the women's right to vote and the abolition of slavery. It was Quakers. So, I mean, what's with the rest of these guys? I mean, really? I mean, come on. Really? I mean, it's ridiculous. All these properties, okay? They have all these properties. And if they aren't teaching a laying on of hands alone, healing touch programs, you know, Jesus work, right? Laying on of hands, people, you know, and paying people to be in community to help, you know, foster these heart and soul jobs. Come on. And inner guidance, you know, that's like let go, let God, you know, be with Jesus. Come on. Inner peace, Muslims, inner peace, no violence. You have to pay people.
So if you had your way, you'd flip a switch and all authoritarian systems would collapse overnight.
A lot of what you're talking about
requires, is perceived as a threat to current authoritarian systems. A lot of the religious systems are wholly authoritarian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
why do you expect them to change?
Contact with Source, they don't want that. You know, then they can't keep, you know, all these programs
going
towards drugging
here's
and jailing
problem. A lot
and
of those churches
and
are running.
And you know, biochemical mind control, you know, and MKUltra.
A lot of those churches A lot of those churches are running around saying stuff that people are interpreting as kind of the same stuff you're saying. So since they don't trust the churches, they wouldn't trust you either, because they're being told that they're being in touch with their Holy Spirit realm and their soul. That's what they're being peddled. That's what they're being sold, a bill of goods. So why would they trust you? Because to them, you're saying the same thing.
Well, the truth is, there's Heart Math Institute science, and there's spiritual science groups out there, and the truth is that the soul level...
How do I know as a reader that those aren't groups just doing the same thing the churches are doing? Selling a bill of goods to get me to support their authoritarian... Selling me a bill of goods to support their authoritarian structure of control and take my possessions and finances. How do I know that they're not doing the same thing the churches are? How do I know? A lot of things.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you go to the studies of the Body, Mind, Spirit Expos the last 50 years and get them as the new mental health care facilities, then you can go around the idea of even church, you know, because I don't know if they'll make it. You know, they're not doing great that way. But anyway, maybe it's going to have to be other, you know, buildings, the new community health, you know, centers, so to speak, but that actually go to the healing arts and transformation service levels with all the body, mind, spirit healers that are here and light workers, the spirit healers. So I don't know. What do you think? What do you
see?
Some people would say
what you're proposing is just another method of control.
You have to realize it's an evolving consciousness control that grows each other's light, grows each other's good. So it's more than a win-win. It actually magnifies the love and light dimensions of the individual and the whole planet for healing. Many people are here with, you know, gifts to heal the ocean, water, land, sea, air. I mean, I have a girlfriend. She wrote me today for years. Anyway, she she's got licensed counseling background. She's got two master's degrees from New York University and for school and for education and for counseling. And there it is again. She doesn't really like people, you know, to fit in the old systems, and a lot of the teachers are in that too. They need help. And what's been happening with our teachers? I mean, our teachers should have massive body, mind, spirit healing programs available that the youth go to. Like, I go around, I see kids about junior high level and high school, and I'll say, "Hey, go to bbsradio.com." And they're like, "What?" And I said, "Beyond Bullshit Radio.com." And right away they're like, "Oh, I'll check it out." You know, it's like they are just like starved, you know, for a new, you know, and click on go to station one, go to station two, scroll down, you know, click on the titles that resonate with them. You know, you have to give massive openings to these new opportunities for our youth, because they're the ones that are coming to bring in, you know, these interconnected.
I see. So what you're saying is it's pay attention to the youth and ignore us old folks.
Almost. I shouldn't say that, but the old folks got to get the legislation. You know, we have to get the government to come, you know.
I can tell you right now that the old folks that rode with me on the senior bus last week are anything but docile, and they're anything but
good.
Yay. And they are very concerned about what's going on in the world.
Yes, and Michael Moore's movie. I mean, I tried Every way, which way I could, to get a showing at all the political science
so
and
one
high
of
school.
The, while I agree that a lot of
mayor
people...
To show Michael Moody, those government policies
Lynn,
are imperative.
Lynn.
Every one of them. Like arresting the Wall Street bankers, you don't bail them out. You reorganize the banking system. You know, it goes on and on everywhere he went. I mean, that single payer, oh my God, you know. You don't give a woman
a
bunch of drugs. You give her a prescription for healing in time out at a spa. So you develop more spas, more body, mind, spirit healing center jobs. Come on. And the kids go there for massage, you know, and they start learning appropriate healing touch. It's just like, come on. Come on. We can do this. You know, it goes on and on. Sorry, I get so excited about what we could be doing. It's just
critical.
Money and new jobs. We have to get out of GDP. You know, gross domestic products that are filling our oceans. How about mass recycling programs? Hey, Recycle Sweden, everyone. Recycle Sweden, check them out. They're very, very, very advanced recycling programs. We need to integrate into every community as soon as possible. We need all militaries to stand down and start to clean up the nuclear waste and start to co-create, you know, the new, new paradigm community programs, you know, which actually help people get beyond the drugs and the warring and the guns. You know, let's move this, you know, mind process. We have to get them out of that mind thoughts. Remember, we were talking about change your thoughts, right? Change your world. So how do you get them to change your thoughts if we don't do mass propaganda and open up all the new jobs, you know, mass media support, mass advertising and marketing for the new jobs. I mean, right now they're still signing people up like crazy to go volunteer for friggin' more armed forces, you know, tied to drug wars, tied to, you know, nuclear, tied to the old paradigm, really, and more militarized police to counter the street. I mean, it's insane. And that latest program for the teachers are supposed to take mandatory programs. Instead of giving them more money and putting more counselors in there, more body, mind, spirit programs and healing programs for the kids. Oh, no. Instead, the teachers now are supposed to take this friggin' program for desensitizing them and gun and concealed and having an open carry permit. I mean, What kind of focus is that for a teacher?
I think we should put a separate line in people's birth certificates now. When they're born, we can have a line saying what gun they're trained with, prenatal gun training, and then when they're born, they have a gun specialty.
Jeez. And, you know, I mean, we have 3D printers, you know, coming out. Are we going to make housing for the homeless and safe place to live? Or, you know, are we going to keep up this fear-based, warring, drugging, jailing, you know, programs? I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, really, really insane. When we could have inner peace police, you know, keepers, jobs, you know? I mean, we can't.
You know, there's a 3D printer. There's a specialized 3D printer that can make pizzas.
Well, they also make guns, okay? So we have to change the thought forms. The thought forms
have to realize
we are all connected and the war is inside each person, period. That's the war. Who are you and why are you here and what are you attracting?
So,
where are your thoughts?
Lynn, if you want to get rid of war,
Jesus.
What are your thoughts creating? Your thoughts are creating reality.
Why are your thoughts, you know? Go ahead.
If you want to get rid of war, you get rid of the insecurity and war within us, and then we won't have war.
Say that again.
You get rid of what's warring inside of us, which is insecurity and fear. If you make people secure, for the most part, they won't war. I mean, there's always a few exceptions, but for the most part, you want world peace? Make people help people feel secure. Boom, done.
And how do you do that? You teach them how to touch one another, heal one another, help them find their soul purpose, and develop multicultural arts. Arts! Arts! Multicultural art programs.
Well, those
okay?
are some ways.
Because
there are
arts,
other ways. Like
singing, dance, movement therapies. That builds cooperation and harmony. We have to have some harmony here. You know, new cooperative.
Those are fine activities because they allow creative expression. But the actual activities that teach security are much broader. There's a whole variety of activities. As long as people learn not to be threatened by others and how to work together from an early age, it'll go a long way toward making them feel secure. There'll be less bullying and less battling.
Well, in the family counseling background, you know, if you go to the soul therapy level, you can find out individually why you chose who you chose, what's going on in your...
Well, you know what?
All of us have a little bit of that
within us. And when you're taking people on your soul journey, what the people are doing is they're using those skills within them. We all have a little bit within... You know, you ever see the movie The Breakfast Club? We all have a little bit of the jock and the dweeb. We have a little bit of everybody within us. And that's why, in order to stop external conflicts, we have to stop our internal conflicts.
Exactly. And we don't need to send kids to juvie. We don't need these massive foster care systems. And the divide, conquer, and take the children, that was Nazis. You know, knock it off. You know, enough, you know. Look at our schools. It's disgusting that we're allowing this kind of, you know, our society. USA, our America, our United States, you know, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, love and light, energies, thoughts, actions, jobs, the soul jobs, soul purpose resonance, jobs. You know, that's
love,
where
light, and sleep.
Indivisible. That's where we take our nation for liberty, freedom, and justice for all, and make it for the whole planet. We're supposed to be joyful, joy-filled children of God everywhere on the planet, coming and going to stellarly too. Come on, jeez. We are. We're supposed to be doing this.
I think we should be one nation.
We really are.
Comedy.
That's why we're here, is to get people to understand that we can do this. We have the internet with language apps, cell phones, and the language apps, internet, cell phones alone. Why do we have them? Because we have to know we're all connected, and like you said, it's true. We all have similar friggin' emotions, you know, and the real war is inside out. So you do the, you know, inner guidance therapies and inner peacekeeping process programs, transformational job programs, and, you know, new life coaching. You know, you can leave it at that level even for people. But we really need these places that are exciting and creative and interesting, where you have them open so many hours a day and teach and train kids to go there for different projects and programs and interesting, like I said, I've told youth, go to bbsradio.com, check in, get the archives, whatever resonates, you know, let's go. And then, you know, they'll pass that on. Or, and then Hay House Radio, their programs, they deal with a lot of the spirit realm. And Spiritual Nationalist Union churches, they're older than our country, than our USA, and people need to look at those. They teach the truth that we all have these psychic powers, you know, with our chakra system and third eye opening that's been, you know, again, Nazis, fluoride in the water. Let's just drug them. Let's just cut their, poison them. Let's just, there's nine different, talk about poisoning us. There's also, you know, they don't want to empower us. Come on. They're still thinking they can kill off two-thirds of the population, go into massive robotics, and brain chip us. Where's the love in that? Where's the joy? Whoa. Where's the creative? Where's the fun? Oh, creepy. Just creeps me out. Go ahead. We only have a couple minutes left. Sorry, Andy.
So ultimately you want people to have more fun.
Yeah. I mean, let's go. Aren't we supposed to be really gratitude, caring, sharing, forgiveness, integrity, honesty, sharing, building these nurturing, caring communities where people you know, are taught, trained, and paid, you know, to develop their own. Like the kids go, you know, the rich have this money to play with. Well, the kids need to be able to go, you know, I have 10 friends and we want to develop our own business. We don't even have a safe place to live. We're in poverty living in our folks and they're getting stressed and then they're getting sick and then we're losing them and we can't even get money from them anymore. I mean, come on. You know, while we keep putting money to wars and more drugs and guns and, you know, drug therapies.
And student debt.
Anyway, yeah, and that's why all of it has to be shifted out. So anyway, we're at the end of the hour. Any last words for people out there?
Don't forget to laugh. It's all silly.
Yes, thank you. Joy, we're supposed to. Let's build this new earth.
It's all absurd anyway.
Legislation, people. Come on, we can do this. For Heart and Soul Community Services, give everyone a basic guaranteed income to do good to, at their heart and soul level. And let them, you know, all have single payers so they can shift around to different jobs and businesses and programs that, that resonate with them, that grow the light and love and joy. Inner peace for world peace, process, jobs, and programs, everyone. And we'll end the program with Patty. We'll do Patty Becker's song from her album, Carry Me Away. And shine your light, everybody. Learn how to let go, tune into your light, inner light, your God within, and shine your light, everybody, so we can do this. Thank you. Much love, everyone. Back in 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. Thank you. Bye now. Much love.